Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway is proud to sponsor the airing of the Juneau Lions Club's 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Head over to the tram to buy a $20 gift card and you're eligible to get the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway annual season passes at the early bird rate and the best price of the year. You can also purchase them online at RavenEagleGifts.com or call 463-3412 for more information. They're also hiring for the summer season. Visit their website for more info. The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, because it's happening at the top.
We got to go play basketball. Bob Sims, Dave, James Jack Jr., it's all yours.
Thank you. Congratulations, Steve. Okay, so this is the Class B Championship. They are running down the lineups for both teams, so let's quickly run down the lineups for Haynes, Ryan Harms, Kyle Rush, Jordan Baumgartner, Tyler Healy, James Hart, Kyle Fossman, Orion Falvey, and Ben Egoff. And for Hunem, Richard Moore, George Fisher, Devin Moritz, Ryan Koenig, Jeremy Byers, Charlie Cartiti, Keith Nelson, Cam Smith, Greg Norris, John Torres, Jalen Prince, and DJ Lindstrom. Now, these two teams met in the winner's bracket on Thursday, and Haynes prevailed by a score of 77-63. That knocked Hoonah into the loser's bracket, and Hoonah defeated Wrangell last night by a score of 85-71 to earn itself back into this championship. So, James, this should be maybe a little revenge. Hoonah trying to get climb the ladder and get all the way back?
Hoonah's trying to, yes. You know, Hoonah hasn't been here in quite a few years. It's been a while since Anthony and Travis and those guys, when I think they went on a little three-peat there, and then after that they've been pretty quiet.
Yeah, because they had, and then they had, the kid who played at Montana Billings. I can't think of what his name was.
Nate?
Yeah, Nate. Yeah. Nate Strong was in that group along with Travis.
Yep.
And they had a nice run there. And then, you're right, then it became Angoon for a couple of years who hadn't won, because they had the Jamestown brothers. And,
yep.
And of course, Angoon hadn't won since 1976, so that was a long stretch for them. Seems like Haynes is always in the mix every year, doesn't necessarily always win. Powak is not here this year.
I remember watching old recordings of 1997 when Hoonah and Haynes used to battle back and forth, and that upper section used to be packed.
Yep.
Every night.
Yep. They've had some great battles. So we're underway as the tip comes to Haynes. And it's Baumgartner, Egoff, Fossman, along with Ryan Harms. Egoff, turnaround, jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down to number one, George Fisher. And Huno will, in their black with the white numbers. Torres drives, free throw line, pick and roll to DJ. He moves inside, up off the glass. Oh, left it short. Rebound comes down to Egoff for Haynes. He hands it off to Baumgartner, and he'll bring it across the timeline. So we're scoreless about 30 seconds into the ballgame. Egoff, long three-pointer. Got it. So Ben Egoff knocks down a three-pointer. And it is 3-0 as Haynes strikes first.
Haynes is the home team. They're in the winners. They haven't lost in this tournament. And Hoonah trying to, they fought back from Thursday night. They played Friday night. Last night put Wrangell out of the tournament.
So first team foul is going to be on Tyler Healy as DJ went to drive, and Healy kind of lost his footing and got called for the blocking foul. 3-0 the score. Handling the basketball is Hoonah. Fisher working around a pick. Looking for someone to pass to. Pass goes off to Cartiti. Long three-pointer, side rim, no good. DJ runs it down. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Ryan Harms, and on a good defensive play, George Fisher, or no, Brian Koenig knocks it out of bounds, as all alone underneath was Fossman, but they couldn't get him the ball. Baumgartner says, let's set it up. Pass comes to Fossman. Fossman looking top of the key to Baumgartner. He drives, pulls up. Oh, he had the 15-footer, didn't take it. Now he goes pick and roll to Harms, reverse layup, no good. Battle for the rebound, comes back down to Baumgartner. 3-0 the score. We played a couple of minutes here. And a little slow start. Fossman, long three. Got it, Kyle Fossman. So Fossman knocks down a three. Him
and Egoff have Griezmann at 6-0. Lindstrom brings the ball up across the timeline. Being worked on by Ryan Harms into the lane. Up off the glass, left it short. Rebound comes down to Harms. Ryan pulls up, free throw line off to Healy. Down inside they go to Egoff. Egoff hooked past to Fossman. Fossman another three. It looks like it's going to be good again. And Kyle Fossman has six now. And Huna wants a quick timeout. So at the 17:44 mark, it's 9-0 Haynes. We'll be back after a word from one of our sponsors.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
J.C. High School Gymnasium. Bob Sims and James Jack Jr. 9-0 as Haynes has knocked down 3 3-pointers quickly here.
Yep, we have one by Ben Egolf and two by Kyle Fossman.
Cartiti handles the ball. Long three-pointer by Fisher. High rebound. Egolf tips it right into the hands of Ryan Harms. Here comes Haynes across the timeline. Bounce pass to Fossman. He drives inside. Dishes it off. They're going to get in for 3 seconds. He was kind of in there pump faking. Torres didn't take the fake, and he was looking for someone to break. Nobody broke, and by the time he passed the ball back out, he had been in there probably 3 or 4 seconds at that point in time. Torres drives. Egoff blocks it right into the hands of Healy, and here comes Haynes again. So Baumgartner will bring it across the timeline. Egoff sets the pick. Baumgartner goes to the hole, up off the glass, and I think DJ Lindstrom got him on the arm. So Lindstrom picks up the foul. Nope, they didn't call it on Lindstrom.
No, they called it on Charles Cartiti.
So Charles Cartiti picks up the foul. That's going to be his first personal foul. First free throw is up and good by Baumgartner. And sat DJ down for 2 minutes.
You know, Mike and I were talking earlier that these players are actually lucky that the referees will actually sit them down instead of giving them a technical.
Yep.
Or maybe was that you and I talking about?
Yeah, that was you and I talking about that last night. Yeah. I'm not sure what Lindstrom was complaining about. The foul wasn't on him. It was obviously on Cartiti, but boy, he just couldn't let it go. In the corner, Brian Koenig with a three-pointer as he gets Huna on the board. So 10-3 the score. Bossman off to, side rim. The shot was put up there by Baumgartner. Kind of hit the side of the rim. Back the other way. Koenig goes inside to Cartiti. Handles the ball off to Jalen Prince. Prince in the lane. Here comes Harms. Ball knocked loose. And it's going to be off of Harms' foot. And it's going to be out of bounds. 10-3 to score. Buzzer checking in is going to be Kyle. Harms sits down and Kyle Rush checks in.
Harms is a pretty athletic player. You know, he's not very big, but he's physical. He could, you know, he could take advantage of the big guy.
Yeah, he plays really good defense. Isn't much of a scorer, but he's a hustler and a battler.
He is.
Torres, bad pass, looking for Prince. Prince goes, I was breaking that way, and John says, no, break the other way. So 10-3 the score. Turnover for Haynes. Baumgartner will bring it across the timeline. Down on the baseline to Fossman, looking inside for Rush. Pick and roll. Healy up off the glass and good. Boy, they move so well without the ball. It's just amazing. 12-3, 9-point lead. Torres drives on Egoff. Up off the glass, left it short. Tipped once by Fisher, no good. Got his own rebound back, and we're going to have a whistle, and we're going to have a jump ball.
George held that pretty well.
Yeah, he was a little off balance, and
they were both falling out of bounds, and it would have been interesting if they would have called a travel because both
were kind of stumbling around a little bit. Yeah. Torres for three. Got it. So John Torres picks up his first bucket. It's 12-6 the score now. Baumgartner. Fisher works on him. Bounce pass off to Rush. Oh, Rush was falling out of bounds, and he flipped it back for Healy, but Jalen Prince stole it on top to Torres. Torres working on Egoff with the left hand up off the glass and good. John Torres is five now. And the lead is down to four. So five quick points for Torres, 12-8 the score. Here comes Baumgartner looking for Healy out on top in the corner to Rush. Rush looking for the cutter. Bounce pass. There's Fosslin up off the glass, and he's going to be fouled by Brian Koenig. So Koenig picks up the foul. That's going to be his first personal foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Kyle Fosslin. Fosslin with a pair of threes. He's got 6 points. Chance to make it eight. Kyle, free throw up, and good. Soft touch, rolled around, used all of the rim, but dropped down. Ryan Falvey is going to check in, and let's see who, oh, Baumgartner sat down for a rest.
He's not with really that big of a bench.
No, they really have only got eight. So sitting down is Fisher. And checking in is Richard Moore. But they all contribute, and they can all score. Normally they have about 10 or 12, but they just, as you said, a little bit of a short bench.
Yep.
14-8 the score. In the lane, we're going to have a holding foul. Let's see, it's going to be on 32. That's... Nope, 23, Kyle Rush. So Rush picks up his first personal foul. Going to the free throw line, it's going to be DJ Lindstrom. First free throw is up, no good. So we had a chance to cut it to five. Another chance to cut it to five. Free throw up and good. So the second one is good. 14-9 the score. We're at the 14-minute mark now. Across the timeline comes Kyle Rush. Hands the ball off to Fosslin. Fosslin, a long three, and he got it. Richard Moore just kind of turns around and stares at him like, man, I had you out there at 30 feet and still knocked it down.
He hit nothing but net.
Boy, he is probably one of the best shooters that we've seen in gold medal, definitely for a long time, maybe one of the best shooters ever. 17-9 the score. Koenig handles the ball off to Torres. Torres working against Egoff. John pulls up, moves into the lane. This is the ball off to Moore. Moore fakes the three. Fosslin goes flying at him. Lindstrom fakes the three. Almost lost the dribble. Back to Torres. Torres holds the ball high over his head. Hands the ball off to Lindstrom. Lindstrom looking for Moore. Drives on Healy. Goes behind his back. Right baseline. Back to Torres. Egoff backs up. He'll give Torres that three-pointer. Torres drives. Little jump hook. Up and good. So Torres has eight now. The lead back to six at 17-11. Falvey for Haynes across the timeline. Left point to Egoff. Off to Kyle Rush. Inside they go to Fosslin. Turns around. Left it short. Got his own rebound. Turns around. Goes back up with the left hand. Off the glass and good. And Moore is just not tall enough, nor is he strong enough to handle Fosslin. Boy, Fosslin went right to the baseline, and Moore, you know, tried, but he's just physically not a match for Kyle Fosslin.
Yep, you're right.
Handling the boss basketball is Prince. Comes way out on top to DJ Lindstrom. Off to Moore. Moore drives. We got a whistle. And someone put a little... football on the floor, so they're going to inbound it underneath. And some little girl over there got chastised by her mom. She was trying to throw one of the Hoonah players a pass, I guess. So buzzer, Charles Cartini's going to check in. And Brian Koenig is going to sit down for a rest for Hoonah.
you know, we saw this the first time that Hoonah and Haynes played, that Kyle Bossman just lit him up. And then in the second half, they kind of contained him a little bit, but then Tyler Healy took over.
Yep. And then Bossman kind of down the stretch. So they got a lot of people that can score. There's Jalen Prince. He knocks down a two-pointer, and it's 19-13. That's one thing about Haynes is even though Healy and Bossman score a lot of points, they're really willing to pass the ball, and that's what makes Haynes so dangerous. If you shut one guy down, somebody else is going to jump up and score 10 or 12 in a row.
Yep.
Turnover, Prince again, 14-footer, left it short. Rebound, Lindstrom in the corner. There's Moore, good. He hit a couple of threes last night, and boy, if you leave him alone and give him a second to get his feet set, he can be dangerous. 19-16, rush for three, side rim, rebound, Moore runs it down. And Hoonah with a bucket here could cut the lead to one, or they could actually tie it if they get a three-pointer. And once again, Hoonah deliberately bringing the ball up across the timeline, just like they did last night, trying to take, Cartidia. Oh, my goodness. That was a tough shot.
That was.
And he got it to drop.
He just kind of put it up with one hand, his left hand. He just kind of threw it up high, and
yep.
It ended up going in.
Baldy with an air ball. And sub coming in, Ryan Harms. And I think we're going to have a timeout. It's going to be a timeout for Haynes. It's going to be a 30 or a 60. We'll wait. We'll take a 30-second break at the 11:08 mark. 19 for Haynes, 18 for Hoonah. We'll be back after a word from one of our sponsors.
Juno Auto Sales and Service has a great selection of pre-owned SUVs, cars, and trucks. They're also your boss snowplow dealer for Juno. And here's another tremendous benefit you'll find at Juno Auto Sales and Service, and that is their credit policy. If you have bad credit, no credit, or great credit, Juno Auto Sales and Service can help you with a purchase plan that will fit your situation. Come in, talk to their sales and finance department just in time for that perfect vehicle to get you through winter. Juno Auto Sales and Service in the former Stanley Ford location on Mallard across from the Nugget Mall.
Okay, we are back here. It's 19-18. And I think they wanted Kyle Rush to come out, but actually Tyler Healy sat down. So across the timeline comes Moore, long three-pointer again. This one's over and off. The rebound comes down to Orion Falvey. I don't think that was exactly what they wanted. He got a little anxious after the last one. Inside, Rush off the glass, and good, nice move. And again, that unselfishness as Kyle Rush puts it up and good. And that was on a nice pass by James Hart as Egoff has sat down as well. DJ handling the basketball out on top. Around a pick. Prince sets a pick. Ball in the lane. Slapped loose. Ahead for Falvey. Orion kept his foot as Cartini. There's Bossman. Oh, Bossman had the three. In the corner to Harms. He'll drive. Off the glass as he got bumped by Moore. Was off balance and put the shot up and good. Nice move by Ryan Harms. Well, I thought Bossman was wide open. I thought he was going to knock down the three.
He probably would have hit it if he took it.
The way he's been shooting, he hasn't missed many.
Yep.
Rush working against DJ Lindstrom. 23-18. Pass goes inside. Hart working on Torres. John left the shot short, and it's off of Lindstrom, and it's going to be out of bounds to Haynes. So Hart will trigger the inbounds pass as Devin Moritz getting ready to check in for Hoonah. 23-18. Here comes Ryan Harms across the timeline for Haynes. They're up by five. Hart's going to set a pick. Hands the ball off to Falvey. Ryan looking for Bossman. Bossman. Pass to Harms. Goes down the lane. Hook pass out to Rush. Rush double team. Dribbles it back out on top. Kyle moves into the lane. Little eight-footer. Left it short off the glass. Tipped out nicely. Right into the hands of Falvey to Bossman to Harms. Oh, Rush had the three-pointer in the corner. And now we've got a whistle and a foul, and I'm not sure.
It'd be on Charles Cartini.
Okay, so Cartini picked up a holding foul there. And that's going to be his second personal foul. third team foul now. So Egoff checks back in. Pick off to Tyler Healy.
He was wide open. Somebody missed an assignment on the defensive end.
Yep. There wasn't a switch as Egoff set the pick. Lead back to 7 now. It was down to 1. And Haynes has put up 6 in a row. Pass comes out on top to Richard Moore. Klassman's got him. Backs way off to Torres. Torres, hook pass underneath. Ball knocked away. And picked out of there by Healy. As I think Healy might have got a hand on that. Off to Falvey. Nice spin move by Orion in the corner to Fossman. Fossman pulls up underneath to Falvey. And a nice check by DJ Lindstrom. Lindstrom had a nice check. It looked like Torres got him on the arm, but it'll be out of bounds. So Koenig checks in and Jalen Prince sits down. 25-18. The lead is 7. Haynes with the ball and the lead. Falvey will trigger the inbounds pass. Let's see if they've got a play set up. Pass comes into Healy. They go down to Egoff. 14-footer for Ben. It's over and off. Rebound to Harms. Back to Egoff. Egoff pulls up. Dishes it off to Healy. There's Tyler for 3. Got it. Boy, you just can't leave him and give him that much time.
Yep.
If he gets his feet set, he's going to knock that shot down.
Yep. Tyler's a pretty good ball player.
Yes, he is. Ball knocked away from Lindstrom, picked out of there by Moore as Fossman almost got the steal. Hands the ball off to Torres. Torres dribbling the ball out at the top of the key, hands it off to Moore. The lead is 10 now. Down in the corner they go to Lindstrom. Lindstrom looking for Devin Moritz, can't find him. Off to Moore. Fossman's got Moore. He'll dribble the ball around. Inside 7.5 now. Off to Moritz goes behind the back, working out at the right point. And Torres, a long three-pointer, got it. John Torres, he's got 11, 3 threes and a deuce. And the lead is back to 7, 28-21. Harms handling the basketball. Oh, they had Healy on the cut and couldn't get him the ball. Off to Falvey. And now Koenig is on Egoff. They've been looking for the ball. Healy, they go inside to Egoff. He lays it up. Left it a little hard off the glass, and the rebound comes down to Torres. Boy, they had that big mismatch down there. Egoff just couldn't get the ball to go.
Yeah, they did, and it kind of looked like, I don't know who was guarding him. I think it was
Brian Koenig.
Yeah. And looked like Koenig fouled him.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, they didn't call it. And even Ben turned around and kind of looked at the official and laughed a little bit when he was running down the court.
Yeah, definitely looked like Koenig kind of grabbed his arm a little bit, because usually he doesn't miss layups from a foot and a half away.
Yeah.
28-21. Crossed the timeline on a turnover, Huna. Bumgartner's back in off the Fossman. Moore's got him. Fossman goes all the way to the hole. Bounce passes underneath to Egoff, and they're going to get a foul on DJ Lindstrom. So Lindstrom picks up his first personal foul. Going to the line is Ben Egoff. Probably not a bad foul by DJ, as Egoff had about a foot and a half shot right in front of the basket.
Yep.
6'10". He probably wouldn't have missed that one. The shot is up and good.
Yep, bounces around a bit and goes in.
Second free throw. This one hits the bottom of the net. He's got 5 now, and the lead is back to 9 at 30-21. Down to 6.5 minutes. And once again, Huna slowing it down, and I think Fisher long 3, air ball, rebound Moore, back to Fisher, drives in the corner, there's Moritz, Devin knocks down a 3, back the other way, Fossman, Moore's got him, Fossman drives, Lindstrom cuts him off, on top to Baumgartner, there's a 3-pointer for Egoff, up and good, so he's got 8, a pair of 3s and a pair of free throws, lead back to 9. Lindstrom drives out on top. Moritz, another long 3. Another 3 as he knocks it down. Moritz has got a pair of 3s now, and the lead is back to 6. 33-27. Haynes by 6. 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Baumgartner in the corner to Healy. Tyler working on Brian Koenig. Free throw line underneath. Great cut by Fossman, up and good. Healy is so well without the basketball. Lead is 8, 35-27. Pass on top to Lindstrom. DJ hands it off to, George Fisher, who hands it off to Moore. They go inside to Koenig, and boy, he tried to go up, and it just looked like it slipped out of his hands.
You know, Kyle Fossen's already got 15 points in this first half of play.
And it doesn't seem like he shot the ball that much. I mean, he did early, but boy, he just... So, turnover. Pass goes down inside to Fossen. Again, he's working on Moore. Spins in the lane. Little four-footer. Oh, that was too short. Too close to the basket. He missed that one.
Yep.
And he went down and posted Moore up again. 35-27. Torres drives. Dishes it down into the corner to Fisher. Fisher, ball knocked loose. Boy, he just doesn't pay attention when he's dribbling the ball. Here comes Fossen in the corner. Kyle Rush, three, got it. So Kyle Rush knocks down a three, and I think Huna wants a timeout. Nope, Haynes wants a timeout. 38-27, 4:43 to go. 30-second timeout. We'll be back after a word from one of our sponsors.
By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344.
So Bob Sims, James Jack Jr. back at the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. This is the final game of the tournament, the Class B Championship game. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, okay. Huna had 6 on the court for a minute, but Jalen Prince went and sat down. Pass comes in to Fisher. George brings it across the timeline. Down in the corner to Torres. Fossen knocked the ball loose. And it was almost out of bounds.
You know, this first half of play has been pretty fast. I mean, the first half's already almost over, and there's only 2 team fouls for Haynes and 5 for Huna. So the refs are letting them play a little bit.
Yep. And it was a really slow half last night, it seemed like, as I think it was 36-33 at halftime. There's a three-pointer by George Fisher, and he finally gets on the board. That's his first bucket. Stolen away by Moore, or Torres, and he puts the ball up and good. So Haynes a little sloppy. Baumgartner, nobody picked him up, and he went right to the bucket and scored. 40-32. Well, that six-point lead suddenly became 8 as first Haynes fell asleep on the inbound pass, and then somebody forgot to guard Baumgartner, and he went all the way and put it up and in. Torres looks for the three, can't find it. Somebody's got the 5-second count on. Did Fossen touch that? I'm not sure he touched that ball.
I couldn't really see.
Yeah. Oh, Suzanne was right there and said he did. So, turns around. Koenig, tough shot. Somebody got I think Healy got a piece of that. Picked up by Egoff, and here comes Healy. Drives up off the glass, left it short, battle for the rebound, comes down to Koenig. Here comes Huna, off to Cartini, reverse layup, no good. Battle for the rebound, it's on the floor, comes down to Healy. Healy, and I think Brian Koenig is hurt. Oh, he gets back up, limping up the court. I think he stepped on somebody's foot. Egoff, three-pointer, left corner over and off. Battle for the rebound, and we'll keep an eye on. Oh, he's hurt. Yep. Looks like he's walking a little bit better now. Down to 2.5 minutes. 40-32. Torres, long three-pointer. Switch again. And he's having the game. 40-35. Healy drives. And it's going to be out of bounds to Haynes. As Torres has 1, 2, 3, 4 threes and a couple of 16 points. Is that what you've got?
Yep.
Four threes and 2 twos. And Jalen Prince is going to check in. And sitting down is Devin Moritz. Boy, he was hot. Had knocked down 2 quick 2s.
Yep.
Or 2 quick 3s, I'm sorry.
Back-to-back 3s.
Yep. Pass comes in backcourt. No, over and back. Nobody had control of it. He touched it. You got to have control. So you can hear the crowd kind of oohing and on, but that's the correct call. Healy off to James Hart. Hart back to Healy. Healy out on top to Fossman. 2 minutes to go now. 40-35. In the corner to Rush. Rush goes inside to Fossman. Fossman double team. Dribbles out of there. And it's going to be a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to be in favor of Haynes. So Fossman was handling more okay, and then Torres stepped in and double-teamed, put his hand on top of the ball. Healy for three. Got it. Tyler Healy. He's got 10. Two threes. Two deuces. Lead back to eight at 43-35. Down to a minute and a half now. Bounce pass out on top to Moore. Bossman's got him. Cartini sets a pick. Now Rush has Moore. Around another pick. On top to Prince. Prince drives. Off to Lindstrom. Back to Moore. Moore drives into the lane. There's Prince wide open. Over and off. Rebound. And off of Moore, who was hustling. And Baumgartner will trigger the... Nope, Hart will trigger the inbounds pass to Baumgartner. So Egoff sitting down for the last 2 minutes, taking a breather. Baumgartner says, let's slow it down. Off to Rush. Rush handling the basketball. Comes out on top to Healy right at the top of the key. Lindstrom's got him. Healy bounce pass. Free throw line jumper. No good. Battle for the rebound. That was Fossman back to Baumgartner. And DJ Lindstrom just shoved Baumgartner. Got the ball. Shot up. No good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Fossman. Fossman drives. And he's going to be fouled by Moore. You saw Richard Moore get right in the face of Kyle Fossman. He better be careful or he's going to get a technical foul.
Yeah, it's not a, you know, it's okay to show a little bit of emotion, but don't stand over your defender.
No, and flex your muscles.
Yeah.
So Fossman got the, Fossman got his first foul on the offensive foul, 43-35. Yeah, he's turned it into a personal battle. You might want to look at the scoreboard. You're down eight.
Yep.
22 seconds to go. I would imagine that it's probably going to be, they're probably going to shoot one shot. So Moore handling the ball. Bossman's well off of him, off to Torres. James Hart has him.
Inside 10 seconds, 5 seconds to go.
Long, long three-pointer. That one's going to be off. And at halftime, it's going to be Haynes, 43. Puna, 35. We'll be back in 2 minutes with some first half statistics.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry, I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Oh, well now through April 3rd, you can get low APR financing or great lease offers on RAV4, Prius, Corolla, Tundra.
Tundra?
Shh.
Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Toyota?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Take advantage of great limited time savings. Visit Mendenhall Toyota in Juneau today. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't play it cool. We're a friend that you can count on to help you make things right. Don't play it cool. Call IQ. Bringing warmth and comfort to those long Alaska nights.
We were just commenting on the lack of free throws. It was kind of the same in the first game, too, as I think Haynes shot, I believe, 8 total free throws. Well, no, they shot 16, but they shot up. They shot like 6 or 7 of them down the stretch.
Yeah.
And Huna, I think, was like 5 or 7 or something like that. So we're seeing a lot of clean play, a lot of three-pointers. And like I said, it's not a lot of fouls. So you want to go ahead and run down the scores for Huna?
Sure. So we have Richard Moore has 3 points in the first half, no fouls. Devin Moritz has a couple of three-pointers, no fouls. Brian Koenig has 2 three-pointers as well. So both Devin and Brian Koenig have 6 points in the first half. Charles Cartini has 2 points and 2 fouls. Jonathan Torres, the high man, he's got 15 points. He's got a 3, 2 twos, another 3, another 2, and another 3. Jalen Prince has 2 points, and DJ Lindstrom has 1 point, and Huna's 1 for 2 from the free throw line.
And for Haynes, led in scoring by Kyle Fossman, but they've got 3 people with quite a few points. Fossman had 14, Healy with 10, Egoff with 8, Harms has 2, Kyle Rush has 5, and 4 points for Jordan Bumgartner. Bumgartner was 2 for 2 from the line. Fossman 1 for 2, Ben Egoff 2 for 2, so 5 for 6, and 1 for 2. So as you said, not a lot of free throws. Pretty clean half. And so at halftime, the score is Haynes 43-35 for Huna. We'll be back in 60 seconds with second half action.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
All right, welcome back, and I want to remind you folks, and this is going to be the final night, as KINY and Alaska Seaplanes have teamed up again for the 2017 Roadshow. We will be flying throughout southeast Alaska with Alaska Seaplanes and broadcasting from various locations throughout the year. For the last few weeks, people entered at each Alaska Seaplanes location for their chance to win a round-trip airline ticket anywhere Alaska Seaplanes flies. And every evening up until tonight during gold medal, we've been giving away tickets for a round-trip ticket. And tonight's winner and the final winner is going to go to Matt Bell. And I'm not sure where Matt Bell is from. I don't know. I wonder if that's the Matthew Bell that helped me emcee the Cape Dog Salmon Fest last summer. Not sure.
I'm wondering if he's related to Tyler Bell that played for Heidelberg.
Could be. Anyway, Matt Bell with a 518 phone number. Congratulations. Here's the previous winners. Last Sunday, it was Chris Budke from Huna. Monday, it was Tom Haywood from Haynes. Tuesday was the first of 2 Juno winners. Matt Steele won. And Wednesday was Greg Martin from Juno. Then Thursday, Valerie Candless from Haynes won. Last night's winner was Ed Phillips from the Lodge over in Huna. And once again, tonight's winner is Matt Rush. Keep listening to KINY for the next roadshow location. And don't forget to keep signing up at any Alaska Seaplanes location for your chance to win. Roadshow is brought to you by Alaska Seaplanes, flying at a higher standard, and KINY, where you don't miss a thing. And spec fares are still good on the flyalaskaseaplanes.com through Monday night. The promo code is gold medal. You can get special fares for the next 2 days. Thanks to Alaska Seaplanes for supporting gold medal.
George Fisher with a turnaround jump shot. And he has 5 now, 43-37. The lead back to 6 as we've played about 30 seconds. Handling the basketball, Bumgartner to Egoff. Over to Healy. Healy drives. Lindstrom has him around the pick. Comes back out to the top of the key. Hands the ball off to Harms. Harms looking for Egoff. Ben inside. Back to Harms. Harms, little 14-foot jump shot. Boy, that was an ugly shot. As he left it short and to the right. But once again, Huna with a chance to cut the lead to 4. More handling the ball to Charles Cartini out on the top of the key. Cartini along 3. Rebound comes down, and we're going to have a jump ball. And once again, there's Moore along with Bumgartner. And because Huna had the ball to start the half,
yep,
alternate possession goes to Haynes. So Ryan Harms and Jordan Bumgartner will bring the ball across the timeline. 6-point lead, 43-37. for Haynes off to Healy. Healy drives down the lane. He's got a whistle and a foul, and could be one of two. Not sure who they called it on.
DJ Lindstrom.
Okay, so DJ picked up his second. Could have been Lindstrom. I thought it might have possibly have been Torres, but they called it on Lindstrom. They were both there. So DJ picks up a second foul. Healy, the deep breath, right hand pushes up and good. So Healy hits the free throw, has an opportunity to put another point on the board. He had 10 at halftime. Tyler, second free throw, upside rim, no good. Egoff tips it up and in. Somebody forgot to block somebody out there, James.
Yep. Easy tipping for Ben Egoff.
Yep, at 6'10", he kind of towers over everybody on the floor.
Yep.
You would think that normally Torres would have him, but he was on the opposite side, and that's why he was able to get the tip in. So 46-37, bad pass, stolen away by Harms, one on three. So Ryan, we're going to have a foul on DJ Lindstrom.
Yep, that's going to be his third personal foul.
And there was really no reason for that one. That one was just kind of a silly foul. Harms went around him, and DJ just kind of reached around and hacked him on the arm. So the lead is 9 at 46-37. And Baumgartner will trigger the inbounds pass. Comes way out on top to Fossman. Fossman goes to Egoff. Ben in the lane. Off to Healy. Back off to Egoff. Egoff thought about the three. And that time Torres moved way out on him. Fossman fakes the three on Moore. Pass down to Egoff on the block. Out on top. There's Healy for three. Got it. Just can't leave that man alone.
Yep.
That was a great pick by Baumgartner, and all he needs is just about a half a step. Torres drives, and we're going to have a foul, and it's going to be, they're going to give him the continuation.
Yep.
So count the bucket. As Torres picks it up, he's got 18. I believe that that foul is going to be on Egoff, so potential three-point play for John Torres. 49-39, he can cut it back to 9. Torres, free throw up, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Healy. Torres knew he missed that as he immediately stepped into the lane looking for a rebound. Lead is 10, 49-39. Down to 17 and a half. Fossman in the corner. Healy for three again. Oh, air ball, as I think that Koenig might have got a piece of that. And here comes Moore. Baumgartner's got him off to George Fisher. Overnoff. Rebound comes down to Harms for Haynes. Harms goes, let's slow it down. I'll bring it across the timeline, and we'll set something up.
Yep, you know, Haynes with a 10-point lead.
You know, and they're one of the few B teams that really actually does. Bossman, long three, back rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Baumgartner. They're actually one of the few B teams that actually does set up some plays.
They do.
Most of the other teams kind of come down and pass the ball a couple of times and shoot a three, but they really, oh, in the lane, Harms. Wild shot, was looking for a foul. Hey, you're out of control, son. You better make a basket because you're not going to get a foul in that situation. 49-39. Cartini drives up. Nice move by Charles. He got the shot to go. He's got four now, and the lead back down to 8. 49-41, 16 and a half to go. Want to say hi to my friend Jewel out in North Carolina. I know you're listening on the stream from KINY, and pass to Egoff off to Fossman. Fossman for three, knocked it down. So his first bucket of the second half, he's got 17, and the lead is back to 11. 52-41, 16 minutes to go here. Final game of the gold medal basketball tournament. It's been a dandy. Triple overtime in the C game. Moore, long three, no good. Egoff tips it into the hands of Ryan Harms. And even though he's not an offensive threat, he certainly manages to handle the basketball really, really well, and he's actually a really good defensive player. Boy, he directs this offense. Egoff back to Harms. Harms drives inside, pulls up, left an eight-footer short. Cartini raised his hand. I kind of thought he got Harms on the elbow, but no call. Charles just kind of smiling and slapped Harms' hand. Koenig, a long three-pointer, up and good. So Brian Koenig hits his second three. and the lead is down to 8 at 52-44. 15 minutes to go. Class B championship. Bossman in the lane. Oh, looking underneath for Koenig, or excuse me, for Egoff, and Ben goes, throw it up in the air where I can get it. Don't put it down there where Torres can slap it loose. 52-44. Torres handling the ball against Egoff. Off to Fisher. Fisher goes around the pick. Back to Cartiti. Cartiti for three. Knocks it down. So Charles Cartiti with five now. And here comes Puna. And Haynes wants a full timeout. 14:42 to go. 52-47. We'll be back with more from the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament in 60 seconds.
Ward Air is Juneau's largest family-owned flying service. Our experienced pilots have been getting families, friends, and businesses safely and efficiently to their chosen destination since 1974. With wheel planes as well as float planes, your schedule is Ward Air's schedule. So call 789-9150 to book your next flight. For safety, service, and satisfaction, it's Ward Air. 789-9150.
Bobcat of Juneau is your rental equipment yard for Southeast Alaska. They rent out skid steers, excavators, backhoes, loaders, trailers, and much more. And Bobcat is your new Genie Lift dealer in Southeast. They're now renting out scissor lifts, telehandlers, man lifts, articulated booms, and light plants. You'll love what you can rent at Bobcat for homeowners and contractors alike. Stop in and check them out. Bobcat of Juneau. Located in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Call 523-7920.
Bob, James, and Mike back at the J.D. High School Gymnasium. Orion Falvey has checked in for Haynes. Pass on top to Fossman. And I'm not sure.
33.
Jalen Prince. Jalen Prince. Okay, so Jalen Prince picks up a foul. He obviously was holding somebody off the ball. He's on Fossman, so he must have been holding Fossman, I would guess. Falvey. Off to Kyle Rush, who's checked in. Rush off to Fossman. Fossman handling the basketball. Hands it off to Falvey. They're playing the weave out on... Oh, and Falvey thought that Tyler Healy was going to break to the basket, and he threw it away. Falvey goes, my bad. And Huna could cut it to a deuce on a three-pointer here. DJ Lindstrom hands the ball off to Koenig. Koenig, they go inside to Torres. Torres just backs James Hart down. There's Devin Moritz, long three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down. Koenig saves it in the corner off to DJ Lindstrom. And they want to get the ball into Torres against James Hart. There's Torres, you know, much bigger.
I'm pretty surprised that Torres gave the ball back out to Devin Moritz. It was a pretty big mismatch.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Stolen away by Healy, and Healy drives and lays it up. Yeah, I'm surprised that John just didn't turn and go to the bucket.
Yep. Haynes back on top by seven, score of 54-47 with 13 minutes and 15 seconds to go in this B bracket championship.
And Tyler Healy going for the rebound along with Devin Moritz, and he knocks Moritz down, so Tyler picks up his second personal foul. 54-47. Pass comes into Prince, and it's stolen away by Fossman. Fossman ahead to Falvey. Falvey in the corner. There's Rush for three. Over and off. Battle for the rebound. Hart tips it right to Falvey. To Fossman. Fossman goes down the lane. Oh, great pass to Hart. A little too strong, and the rebound comes down to Torres for Haynes, for Huna. Big opportunity there to stretch that 7-point lead up to 9. Hart has Torres out on top, and I'm surprised that Torres doesn't go down on the baseline with that big mismatch. Shot in the corner, no good. Battle for the rebound comes down to Fossman. Prince stole it away, up and good.
It's going to be Prince's fourth point of the game, so we have a score of 54-49 at just under 12 and a half minutes to go.
And Prince just shoved Fossman to the floor. Kyle Rush handling the basketball. There's Falvey on a cut. Left hand up, shot up, no good. Falvey gets his own rebound. Salvi back out on top. Off to Fossman. Fossman up off the glass. No good. Battle for the rebound on the floor. And I think we're going to have a foul on Orion Falvey. So Falvey picked up his first personal foul. And Jalen Prince is going to sit down, and DJ Lindstrom checks back in. So Fossman going to sit down for a rest, and checking back in is Ben Egoff. So the lead is five. Fossman going to take a quick blow. I don't imagine we'll see him on the bench for too long.
Yep, probably not. If Huna wants to, you know, cut into this lead, now's the time to do it.
Exactly. Lots of picks underneath as Koenig trying to get loose for a three-pointer. Pass comes out on top to Prince. Spins into the lane. Back to Koenig. Koenig goes inside to Lindstrom. He's working on Rush. And looks pretty clean from behind, but Rush is going to pick up the foul. So Kyle Rush with his second personal foul going to the free throw line. It's going to be DJ Lindstrom. Lindstrom kind of passed him on the back. And DJ with 1 point, as he was 1 for 2 from the line in the first half. Free throw up and good.
You know, I wonder if they do that, you know, after, you know, the foul called, you know.
Acknowledging that it was a good block?
Yeah, that it was a good block and not a foul.
Second free throw, no good. Battle for the rebound comes down to Healy. That could be, yeah, because you see that happen quite often. The guy that got fouled will turn around and smile at the other guy and slap his hand or pat him on the back. And that's probably Healy up off the glass and good. Nice move, nice cut, and a good pass by Big Ben Egoff that time. Healy had gas for himself but was able to get the shot up and good. 56-50 now. Lead back to 6. Moritz on the baseline. Looking for someone to pass to. Gets it off to Jalen Prince. Healy's got him. Prince up off the glass over Egoff and good. Nice move by Jalen Prince as he's got 6 now. Lead back to 4. And Fossman still sitting on the bench taking a breather. Baumgartner off to Orion Falvey. Back out on top to Kyle Rush. Inside to Egoff. Egoff dishes it off, and we're going to have a holding foul on Prince. You can't hold him. Reached out and grabbed him on the arm. That's a foul.
Yep.
I don't know what he's complaining about. It was an obvious foul.
So Jalen Prince is going to pick up his second personal foul. We have a score of 56-52. Haynes on top of Huna.
Fossman checks back in, and Tyler Healy sits down. Egoff, little 14-footer, good. And Egoff
almost stolen away by Prince on the inbound, but Egoff is a little bit too tall.
Yep. DJ Lindstrom.
Who did he? I thought they were going to call it travel.
I thought he traveled, but they're going to call Fossman for the foul. So I think it's going to be out of bounds for Haynes. Yeah. Yeah, DJ took, that was more than a Euro step, that's for sure. 58-52, 6-point lead. So picking up his second foul is Kyle Fossman. Pass comes in, hook pass down on the baseline. Torres working on Egoff. Egoff, almost slapped it loose. Torres coming back again in the lane. Fade away, 8-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Haynes. Here comes Kyle Rush. He's going to solo, lays it up. Oh! He used the backboard. He'd have been already. Tried to just flip it over the rim.
Tried to finger roll it, and it looked like it was going to go in, but it bounced right back out.
Yep. That's when you use the backboard. Cartini working on Fossman, looking for a lob. As Cartini a little tall, well, quite a bit taller. Rush has got Moritz, three-pointer. Up, no good. Battle for the rebound comes down to Fossman. Ball knocked loose. And on the floor is Koenig. And Fossman steals it away again. And, boy,
Koenig's hurt this time. He's grabbing his right shoulder.
Yep, he fell down hard. Baumgartner handling the ball. Looking for someone to pass to. Gets it off to Rush. Rush off to Egoff. Spins out at about 28 feet back to Rush. Rush off to Fossman. Fossman looking for someone to cut. Just holding the ball out there. Off to Egoff. Egoff, three-pointer. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound comes down to Jalen Prince. Off to DJ Lindstrom, the lead is six. Here comes DJ working on Falvey. On top, three-pointer over and off. Rebound comes down to Egoff. Egoff hands it off as that shot was put up by Cartiti, and he couldn't get it to drop. Prince goes, Haynes wants to slow it down a little bit. Baumgartner goes, let's run a little bit of clock here, get a good shot. No need to rush. Egoff off to Fossman. We're down to 8.5 now. Back to Rush. Rush in the lane. Hook pass inside to Egoff. Ball's knocked loose. Torres almost steals it. Can't quite get to it. Rush behind the back. And, you know, a simple bounce pass works really well instead of a off-balance behind-the-back pass. And now Huna wants a full timeout. So at 8:14, it's 58 for Haynes, 52 for Huna. We'll be back with more from the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament in 60 seconds.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting Gold Medal. Together, we hold each other up.
In need of freight assistance? Alaska Marine Lines is dedicated to serving Southeast Alaska with barge service from Seattle twice per week. Call one of their freight experts to find the fastest and least expensive way to move a shipment. Their state-of-the-art system allows them to give you the answers you need and the dependable service that you deserve. Alaska Marine Lines is the obvious choice for all of your shipping needs. Find them online at shipaml.com or call 800-950-4265.
Bob, James, and Mike back at the J.D. High School Gymnasium, 58-52, six-point lead for Haynes. We just moved inside of 8 minutes, out on top. Long three-pointer by Fisher, over and off. Rebound comes down to Healy, and that was really not a good shot in that situation as he was out there at about 27 feet. But, of course, if it had went down, the crowd would have went crazy. Falvey works in the lane, drives, dishes it off to Harms, back out to Healy, off to Egoff, to Kyle Rush. Rush off to Healy. They go inside to Egoff, dishes it off to Rush. Rush off to Egoff. Ben working on shot up, no good, battle for the rebound. Rush gets it, bounce pass out to Falvey, off to Healy. Healy back out on top, handling the basketball is Rush to Falvey. Falvey, there's Healy, inside to Egoff. Egoff spins on Fisher, goes up off the glass, and Egoff with a big mismatch now as sitting down for a rest is John Torres. Boy, they immediately went inside and took advantage of that.
Yep.
As Bossman is also sitting down for Haynes right now. Fisher off to Prince, off to Moore, as the big guns for both teams taking a breather. Boy, Kyle Fossman has played a lot of minutes in this tournament. We're going to have...
Going to have a foul on Healy, maybe?
That's what it looked like. So Tyler Healy picks up his third personal foul. Fossman checks in. Rush sits down. You know, it looked like a little bit of an illegal screen there by Richard Moore, but we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Pass comes in to Cartiti for Haynes, or excuse me, for Huna. Lead is eight. Jalen Prince around the screen. As checking back in is John Torres after a little bit of a rest. Off to Moore. He almost lost it out of bounds. Around a pick. Healy's got Moore. We've got a mismatch. Back to Prince. Prince looking for someone to pass to off to Torres. Torres working on Egoff. Now everybody's back to where they should be. Nope, we got a mismatch with Lindstrom and Fossman. Moore shot up, left it short, got his own rebound. It's on the floor. He gets tripped, and that's going to be four fouls on Tyler Healy. That is a big foul for Haynes. Healy was off balance and kind of fell, and he tripped Richard Moore. So we got a little bit of blood. Nope, we thought we did, but we don't, so we don't. I think Kyle Rush is going to check in for Tyler Healy here after the free throw. So we're at the six-minute mark, and it's 60-52. And we do have some blood, so we're going to get a sub. Well, unless he's got a Band-Aid, we can get a Band-Aid and put it on really quick.
So yep. At the 6:09 mark, we have Haynes on top of Huna with a score of 60-52.
So we're going to, yeah, they're going to put a Band-Aid on the elbow.
Band-Aid on a floor burn.
Yep. Must be bleeding a little bit. And now they put a little bit of, just a little bit of tape over it to make sure that it doesn't come off. And now Moore will go back out and shoot a 1-1. Yep, Craig Tamaki goes, yep, that'll cover it. Moore will go to the line to shoot 1-1.
So on the floor for Haynes, we have Ryan Falvey, we have Kyle Fossman, Ryan Harms, Kyle Rush, and Ben Eagles. On the floor for Huna, we have John Torres, Richard Moore at the free throw line shooting a 1-1, Jalen Prince, DJ Lindstrom, and Charles Cartiti.
And that was a big foul on Tyler Healy. Yes, he is a big part of the offense for Haynes, but he'll sit with four. Lead is 8. Moore, first free throw up, and good. So Richard Moore knocks down the free throw, lead down to 7. He could cut it to 6 with a free throw here. Takes the deep breath. Shot is up and good. The lead is down to 6. It's 60-54. Here comes Kyle Rush across the timeline for Haynes. Jalen Prince has him. Hands the ball off to Fossman. Fossman working on Cartini off to Ryan Harms. And I think we're going to have an illegal screen on Rush.
Well, that's going to be on Kyle Fossman.
Fossman for an illegal screen.
So he picks up his third personal foul, and that could be
maybe down the stretch it might be a telling factor.
Yeah.
Usually he plays pretty well. Moore working against Kyle Rush. Huna could cut it to 4. Fossman on Torres, and that's a definite mismatch. Down the lane, Torres. Up, off the glass, and good. So Torres with 20 now. Only 4 here in the second half. Fossman alone, 3-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Prince. And Huna could cut it to 2 or 1 with a 3-pointer. Prince handling the basketball against Harms. Cartini sets the pick. Prince up, pick and roll to Cartini, up off the glass, and good.
2-point ball game.
Nice point by Cartini, and the lead is now down to 2. 60-58, and Steve Fossman wants a 60-second timeout. So 60-58 at the 5-minute mark. We'll be back after a word from a couple of our sponsors here in the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. We'll be back in 1 minute.
No. How about throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters? Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
Sportsman's Warehouse and the Nugget Mall in Juneau is proud to be part of the Southeast Alaska community and a sponsor of sporting activities throughout the year. Just as they are proud to offer you outdoor sportsman's equipment and accessories for all of your hunting, fishing, camping, and outdoor activities. Sportsman's Warehouse offers ammo, safes, scopes, bows, binoculars, hunting boots, kayaks, and a whole lot more. Check out sportsmanswarehouse.com for Hooked on Savings specials this week, good through March 26. Sportsman's Warehouse and the Nugget Mall open 7 days a week. Call 500-9720.
Well, this crowd's really getting into it. We have a packed gym for this final game.
Yep, we always do for the B, and that's a good call. Suzanne was too far away. She went black, but it was a good call. That ball actually was off of Cartini. So inbound pass comes to Kyle Rush, and Greg Tamaki had the good view of it. Pass goes inside to Egoff. Torres has got him. Off to Harms. Harms drives, comes out the right side. Haynes with 2 points lead, looking for someone to pass to. They go to Fossman. Boston just goes, calm down, off to Healy. You don't want to let him get an open shot, off to Egoff. Egoff for three. It was an air ball. Rebound comes down to Harms. He was double-teamed. He bounced off Jalen Prince's knee. It'll be out of bounds to Haynes. Smart move that time.
That was a really smart move. He threw it hard off the defender.
Pass comes in. There's Healy. Up. Oh, he gets down. And you see Torres right in the face.
Haynes crowd didn't like that one at all. They wanted a whistle, but Torres got a good block.
Moore off to Prince. Prince up. No good. Rebound comes down to Fossman. Here comes Fossman on the run. He drives up off the glass. No good. He's going to be fouled. So Moore with the foul. 60-58. Fossman goes to the free throw line. And he'll shoot a couple. Fossman 1-for-2 in the first half. Free throw up and good. You never see Fossman show any emotion. His facial features never change.
Yep. So they're getting ready to do the 50-50. I remember back in 97 when you were doing the Huna and Cake game when the 50-50 was 750. You remember that?
Oh, yes, I remember that. Second free throw was up, no good, and the lead is 61-58. We just moved inside the three-minute mark. Torres handling the basketball. He goes up. No good. Tipped once. No good. Tipped again. Good.
Huna back within 1 point. 61-60. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in this B-bracket championship.
Torres with 6.5 now. Fossman. Inside they go to Healy. Up off the glass and good.
Good assist by Fossman. He could have taken the shot.
Yep, that was a nice pass by Fossman.
And DJ Lindstrom off of his hands will be out of bounds. No, that ball wasn't touched. 256. Nope. As DJ tried to dribble it over Fossman and then just touched the ball and went out of bounds. But they checked with all three officials. All of you, DJ Lindstrom, we're going to have a jump ball. And I believe the possession arrow is in favor of Huna this time.
We have a score of 63-60 with 3 minutes and 16 seconds to go in this mighty B-bracket championship game.
Pass is going to come in to Moore. 63-60, down to 3 minutes here. Pass goes down to Lindstrom. Healy's got him. He drives. Ball's knocked loose. Picked up by Fossman. Pass off to Rush. Rush drives off the glass with the left hand and good. Nice move by Kyle Rush.
Haynes back on top by 5, 65-60.
He outstrided Moore on that one. I thought Moore might get in there, but he just didn't have the oomph.
Yep. Prince, three-pointer. Good. Nice stop by Jalen Prince. Lead back down to 2. 65-63, 2.5 minutes to go. Rush handling the basketball. Out on top looking for someone to pass to. Goes off to Falvey. Fossman's got more. They want to get him down on the box if they can. Off to Egoff. Egoff to Fossman. Bounce pass underneath. Falvey up. Oh, had a puppy and couldn't get it to drop as he got two Huna players in the air. Huna could tie it with a bucket here. We're now down to 2 minutes. Torres working on Egoff. Double pick. Nope, had Koenig. Couldn't get it to him. Now they go to Moore. Moore handling the ball. Fossman knocks it loose. And there's an over and back. So Moore fell into backcourt. The ball was loose. He picked it up, and once he picked it up, it's the over and back. We got a Koenig's going to sit down. Cartini's going to check in.
Got the crowd into this one.
Oh, yeah. Rush handling the basketball. Haynes by 2 with a basketball. Rush drives. Up. No good. And boy, they're letting them play as Prince just rode Kyle Rush out of there. No call. Almost a steal. Torres Should have been an offensive foul. We're going to get a block on Tyler.
Tyler Healy is going to foul out of the game here, and I'm going to add up his points really quick. He had 8 in the first half, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. He's going to finish the game with 16 points.
I think that's going against Kyle. Nope, you're right. It is Healy. He is going to go out. I was watching Tabaki's fingers. I thought he signaled a 42. 24 is coming in for him. That'll be Jordan Baumgartner back in the game with a minute and 32 to go and a 65-63 two-point lead.
So Torres could tie it up with a pair of free throws here as he has 22 now, 16 first half, 6 in the second half. A pair of free throws could make it 65-65.
And that would be our first tie of the game.
As Huna has been trying to climb the mountain all night long. First free throw up and good.
They got back within 1 point. That's the closest they've gotten.
Yep.
Torres has led the whole game.
Torres could tie it with a free throw.
Only one way to get closer.
65-64.
Minute 32 to go.
Second free throw by Torres. Good.
We have a tie game.
And Huna wants a timeout. Louis wants a full timeout. Tied at 65, minute 32. We'll be back with more from the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament.
We'll take a 30-second timeout and come right back.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to Gold Medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan Native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
Well, that last game was a dandy with a triple overtime. Any takers on this one?
I'm betting we don't go overtime.
We're all tied up at 65 with a minute and 32 in regulation. The 40th game of the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament.
Inbound pass comes to Orion Falvey. He hands it off to Kyle Rush. And a big important part of the offense for Haynes is fouled out. Bossman inside, whistle and the foul. And is it going to be on Moore?
Prince reached over, but I don't know if the guy in front of him got it or not.
Yep. I think they called Richard Moore. Yep. Yeah, it looked like Lindstrom was on top of the ball, but Moore pushed him from the side. So Bossman, a moment ago, was 1-for-2 from the line. He has an opportunity to put Haynes up by 2 for a free throw up, and good. 66-65. Opportunity to put his team up by 2. Plenty of time. Minute 20. Second free throw up and good. So Flassman hit the pair. 67-65. Torres working on Egon. Torres drives. Spins into the lane. Out on top to Moore. Moore working against Rush. Double team. Scrambles to the baseline. Cartini back out on top to Lindstrom. DJ for 3. Got it. DJ Lindstrom knocks down a 3-pointer. And Haynes goes on top. 67. And Lindstrom just shoves Falvey out of bounds. And Prince steals the ball.
Now we got a timeout. And they're going to give him the timeout. And Hoover's got a 1-point lead. 68-67.
And we'll stay right here. As we've got 47 seconds to go, and John Torres says, settle down, as Prince stole that basketball. 68-67, Huna with a lead by a point, and they also have a timeout on the floor, so I think we might each have one timeout now. I saw George Tamaki down below after the last timeout, so going 2-1, so I'm pretty sure we're 1-1 now.
That's amazing. That was Lindstrom's first field goal of the entire ball game.
Yep. He was 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Is that right?
2-for-4.
2-for-4. I'm sorry.
What a dandy shot that one was.
But he didn't hesitate to rise up and take a 3.
Kuna going to pass the ball in front of the scorer's bench. They have a one-point lead.
So inbound pass comes to Prince. Looks like they want to try to double-team him more. Off to Partiti. Kuna probably going to try to run this one out, but I don't imagine that Haynes is going to let him. Ball almost folded away, and we're going to have a foul on Kyle Rush. No basket. No basket. Kyle Rush picks up the foul.
Kuna was calling for it, so was half the crowd, but there's no doubt that was a good call, and it was a no basket.
So going to the free throw line is going to be Richard Moore. He has not been there yet tonight. He has one three-pointer in the ball game. Kuna. First free throw up and good. 69-67.
Kuna with a two-point lead on top of Haynes in this B-bracket championship matchup. Last game of the 71st annual gold medal basketball tournament.
And you can imagine the ball's going to be in the hands of
Kyle
second
Foster.
Free throw, no good. Lindstrom up off the glass, no good. Battle for the rebound, comes down to Egoff, off to Fossman. Here comes Fossman, off to Rush, lays it up, good!
Nice pass from half court by Fossman to Rush on the right end baseline. He lays it up, ties it all up at 69, 17 seconds to go.
69-69, and Kuna, I believe, is going to use their last timeout.
13.1 seconds to go.
30-second timeout. We'll leave it right here. You can see the boy, those Kuna kids over there, they've got a lot of energy. They've been running up and down the floor for 40 games,
yep.
And they're still going strong.
Yep.
The little flag wavers.
Probably the oldest one, what, 11? The
maybe.
Youngest one, maybe 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
They run that whole gym, all 110 feet of it.
Yep. And they do it, and they've been doing it every time that Haynes has been playing, or Huna's been playing. So that's three games.
Three today.
Today, yeah, three today.
Huna was in three championships.
Yep, the women, the Masters,
yep.
And now the B. So
we have a majority of the Huna crowd on their feet. They're over there clapping as they have a lot to cheer about, as Huna hasn't been back to the championship since 2009.
So we've got 13.1 seconds. Bumgardner, Hart, as they don't have Egoff in, which kind of surprises me, as he's a rim guarder. Pass comes into Torres. He was good, as you can do that in the backcourt. Down to seven.
Seconds.
Torres in the lane. Ball knocked loose. Prince at the buzzer.
We got overtime.
Now, wait a minute. I'm pretty sure I heard somebody say we're not in overtime.
Bad refereeing. They should have called a foul.
There we go.
So 4 minutes. You want to take a break here, Mike?
We'll take a one-minute break. Come back in 60 seconds with the second overtime game in a row championship competition. This is gold medal at its best, folks. We're to the Junior Douglas High School gym. We'll be right back.
Get the good stuff.
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
Okay, so the tip was in backcourt, and we had a center jump circle violation. Even though the tip went to Haynes, there was a violation on Huna, so it didn't really matter. Rush, they go inside to Egoff. Ball off of him and out of bounds, and boy, it looked like 69-69.
tell you what, not a whole lot of Hoonah fans have sat down. They're still on their feet as they have been for the last couple minutes of regulation.
Yep. And we were just talking at the timeout. That was pretty poor clock management by Hoonah there at the end of overtime or at the end of regulation with 13 seconds to go, and they didn't even get a shot off. So pass to Moore, comes out on top to Lindstrom. Lindstrom looking for, stolen away nicely by Falvey. And actually, yeah, DJ Lindstrom was out of bounds. His feet were out of bounds when he tried to steal the ball back from Falvey. So turnover for Hoonah. Inbounds pass comes from Baumgartner to Kyle Rush. 69, we're tied. Rush goes between his legs off to Fossman. Fossman drives to the hole up off the glass. No good. Egoff tips it back out. There's Rush. Rush off to Falvey. Falvey back to Rush. Off to Big Ben Egoff. Egoff hands the ball off to Harms. Off to Baumgartner. Off to Fossman. Fossman looking for someone to pass to. As Cartidi has him, Baumgartner sets the pick. Fossman just holding the ball. Goes off to Egoff. Oh, Fossman had the roll. They couldn't get him the ball. They go into Egoff. Egoff turns around. 12-footer. Good. Big Ben Egoff.
They kept working that right side of the lane, and he finally gets himself open at 71-69. Haynes.
He's got 16 points now. 2:20 to go. Plenty of time. Torres working on Egoff. Pick set. Ball slapped loose by Fossman. Pick back up. Pick and roll. Oh, blocked nicely by Fossman from behind, and it would be out of bounds.
Cartidi tried to make the shot. He'll bring the ball in.
And Fossman with a nice block from behind. So DJ Lindstrom will trigger the inbounds pass for Hoonah. 2:11 to go.
We're in overtime.
Inbounds pass comes to Torres. Harms has got him. Bounce pass out on top to Moore. Moore working on Rush. Fake the three. Fossman slapped the ball loose. Moore picks it back up. He got double teamed. Drives to the basket. Up over Egoff. Egoff got a piece of it.
Moore and Egoff is not exactly the best matchup on the court.
No. 5'6 and 6'10. Could have got a better shot than that. Fossman drives. Lays it up off the glass and good.
He got around Moore over in that far corner. Moore slipped and he come right around him. He's wide open. And 73-69. Haynes up by four with a minute 30 to go.
Here comes Torres. Torres, long three-pointer, no good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down, and we're going to have a foul on Torres.
Torres is going to get it. He'll stop the clock at a minute 25.
Yep. Rush with a strong rebound, and boy, he put two hands on that ball and tucked it away. And actually, probably not a bad foul by Torres.
I think
with
it was
a minute 25.
One.
Yeah. Put him on the line, because otherwise, you know darn good and well that they were going to try to run the clock. So that's actually the seventh team foul, so it's 1-1 for Kyle Rush. First free throw up, back rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Egoff, off to Baumgartner, off to Fossman. Fossman holding the ball, double team, and he's probably the one that they don't want to foul, Fossman. And we're going to have a holding foul.
Finally, they call it on Lindstrom.
Yep. DJ is going to foul out.
Yep.
He's out of this game with 5 points.
They let that go about two or three times because he was all over him, all the way from the right side across midcourt to the near side and then starting back again before the whistle blew.
Yep, and you knew that they wanted to keep it in Fossman's hands because he's their best free throw shooter.
And he's their best ball handler, and he didn't let them get the best of him, so he's stepping up to the line. They now have a four-point lead, 73-69. Haynes at the free throw line, a minute 10 in overtime.
Front end of the 1-1 is up. Fossman, bottom of the net. Lead is now 74-69. As Ron hasn't put the point up yet.
Yeah, he's over there talking to somebody.
75-59. So the lead is now six. Here comes Prince. Oh, almost stolen away. Off to Koenig. Inside they go to Torres. Torres moves out to the three-point line.
Under a minute to go.
Torres up off the glass. And good.
He gets two right over the top of with number 23 for Haynes.
Yep, Kyle Rush.
Hoonah down by four with 50 seconds to go, 75-71.
pass comes into Fossen, and you know that he's going to hang on to the ball and make them foul him. Working on Koenig. Koenig. Fossen dribbles back out on top, and now we've got a 5 second going. Koenig,
30 seconds.
There's going to be the foul on
number one.
And you can see Fossman talking to Bumgarner going, don't run away from me. I need, might need someone to pass to. As he just zoomed, took off, and Fossman got triple teamed. It's a good thing that somebody decided that he was going to foul, and Fossman back to the line.
Fisher got the foul, and Fossman makes the free throw. 76-71, up by five. 31 seconds left on the clock. We're in the final championship game of four today, the 40th game of this tournament, 71st annual, and it's good.
Second overtime, 77-71. Here comes Torres. Down in the corner to Koenig, around to Pick. Looking for Torres inside. John, off to Prince, up and good. Jalen Prince. Foul into Rush, off to Fossen. Boy, they had an opportunity, and there's going to be the foul on Cartini. They had an opportunity to foul Rush. Yeah, he missed the front end of a one-and-one, but they got it quickly to Fossen.
11 seconds to go. It's a four-point game. Kyle Fossen going to the free throw line to shoot a pair.
So that foul was on Cartini. That's his third. And I think a couple of free throws here
will pretty much seal the deal.
Yeah, gonna put a lot of pressure on Huna. First one's up and good.
78-73. A lot of pressure is 5 points with 11.6 to go here. 11.6 seconds. Can't ask for much more pressure unless Fossman puts another one in,
and
which
he does.
So
the lead is 6 with 11 seconds to go. Oh, almost stolen away. Here comes Prince. He's going to drive to the hole. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's down to Fossman. Fossman just flings it down the court. And the final score, Payne, 79 in overtime, 73 for Huna. We'll be back in 2 minutes. 2 minutes to wrap it up.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
Sure is the yearly return of the Canada Goose. The changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown, Lemon Creek, and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344.
In need of freight assistance? Alaska Marine Lines is dedicated to serving Southeast Alaska with barge service from Seattle twice per week. Call one of their freight experts to find the fastest and least expensive way to move a shipment. Their state-of-the-art system allows them to give you the answers you need and the dependable service that you deserve. Alaska Marine Lines is the obvious choice for all of your shipping needs. Find them online at shipaml.com or call 800-950-4265.
Okay, Bob, Mike, and James Jack Jr. are back at the J.D. High School Gymnasium. And, James, you want to go ahead and run down the scores for Huna?
Yes, we have. I had Richard Moore for 6 points. As he had three free throws in the second half and a three-pointer in the first half. And he finishes the game with 6 points and two fouls. George Fisher only had 2 points, and that was in the second half. He's going to finish the game with two. Devin Moritz had a couple of threes in the first half. He has 6 points. Brian Koenig had a couple of threes in the first half and one three in the second half and no points in overtime, so he finishes the game with 9 points. 9 points and one foul. Charles Cartini had 2 points in the first half and then a 2-3 and another 2 in the second half and no points in overtime. He finishes the game with 9. And I have John Torres with 25 points. Is that what you came up with?
I had him for 28.
28? Okay, so I missed a three-pointer there. He finishes the game with 28 points and no fouls. And Jalen Prince, I didn't even add his up, but I'll get back to that in a second. DJ Lindstrom finished the game with 5 points, and he fouled out of the game in overtime. And he had a three-pointer and two free throws.
Okay, so 73 points. The big shot, of course, for Hoonah was DJ Lindstrom as he knocked down a three to tie the ball game and send it into overtime. For Haynes, of course, they were led 28 points by Kyle Fossman, including 10-for-12 from the free throw line. He was 9-for-10 in the second half. Ryan Harms had 2, Kyle Rush with 9. Jordan Bumgardner had 4. 20 points for Tyler Healy when he found out. And 16 points for Big Ben Egoff. So in overtime, it was Haynes defeating Hoonah by a score of 79-73. And, Mike, do we want to take a break here? Or what do you want? What do we want to do here?
Well, what I think we're going to try and do, and this is a little bit awkward for us up here, so be patient with us out there in Radio Land. We're going to try and bring you the presentation of the trophies here in our B bracket competition, and well, they're going to get all the Hall of Famers out there. This is the thing, we've got a big delay down here and we can't just not say anything. We can cover some recap. I do want to pass out some information about March Madness, which wraps up today in up in Anchorage. And let's see, this was an 8 o'clock game, so I think the final game was done up there in 2A, 3A, and 4A. So in 3A girls, Sitka was into the championship today, and the Lady Wolves went against Anchorage Christian. Anchorage Christian won that one 52-40, so Sitka takes second place. Anchorage Christian is the 3A girls champions. In the 3A boys, the championship went to Grace Christian. They won that one. Then we go and look at 4A competition, which happened today earlier, I think at 12:30 at and that, yeah, right preceded our first game today. That was the Crimson Bears in 4A boys. They were going for fourth, and they were playing Bartlett. The Bears trailed most of that game. They pull it out right at the end, thanks to Eric Kelly again. And I would be surprised if he isn't going to be an MVP of that tournament.
Well, I doubt that he'll be the MVP since they weren't in the championship
game.
Right.
But
yep. He'll certainly make all tournaments.
Yes, he definitely will. You're right. Very good point. Anyway, Juno Douglas won that one 65-64 over Bartlett to take fourth. And then the boys' competition continued on where Ketchikan was playing for third place. They went against East Anchorage, and Ketchikan won that one 79-71. So two Southeast teams take third and fourth in 4A. And then as it continued on to the championship, Diamond won the 4A state boys' competition, and Wasilla won the 4A state girls' competition. So that's an update on our high school basketball, and we will take a two-minute break right now as they get themselves organized to announce the all-tournament team here, the MVP, and the sportsmanship award for this B-bracket competition. Our final, once again, is Haynes winning over Hoonah, and our final score, 79-73. Haynes, your B champions here in the 71st annual gold medal basketball tournament, which now is totally in the books with 4 games completed. I'm sorry, make that times 10. 40 games completed. All right, we'll be back in 2 minutes with a wrap-up of this year's gold medal basketball tournament brought to you by the Juno Lions Club. You've been listening over KINY out of the capital city of Juno as we near the 10 o'clock hour, Alaska time. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the gold medal basketball tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting gold medal. Together, we hold each other up.
No. How about throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters? Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
Sportsman's Warehouse and the Nugget Mall in Juneau is proud to be part of the Southeast Alaska community and a sponsor of sporting activities throughout the year. Just as they are proud to offer you outdoor sportsman's equipment and accessories for all of your hunting, fishing, camping, and outdoor activities. Sportsman's Warehouse offers ammo, safes, scopes, bows, binoculars, hunting boots, kayaks, and a whole lot more. Check out sportsmanswarehouse.com for Hooked on Savings specials this week, good through March 26. Sportsman's Warehouse and the Nugget Mall open 7 days a week. Call 500-9720.
All right, and at Sportsman's Warehouse today was a 25-gun redraw. That took place at 4 o'clock, sponsored by the Friends of NRA, and they'll have their banquet next Saturday at Centennial Hall. If you want to pick up tickets for that, you can get a table or you can get individual tickets. You can contact Scott Fiscus, who's in charge of the Friends of the NRA here in Juneau, or you can contact Sportsman's Warehouse, and I think Western Auto Marine, and I'm sure there's other places where you can buy your banquet tickets. And that was a good turnout today. Bob, as we wrap up basketball here, and where'd James go? He disappeared.
He went down.
Yep. I don't know if he's going to hook up with his family or what. I hope he's going to. Oh, you know what? He's down there with the Hona team getting their awards, I believe.
Yes.
So James Jack Jr., who helped us out up here, I was going to thank him, so I guess I'll thank him individually. He'll hear it just like he would if he was up here, but I'll thank him for everybody else and all the people that are out there listening. And Bob, our 71st tournament is in the record books.
Yes, two good games to finish it out. We had the triple overtime in the C, and then we had the...
Let's have a listen down here as Ed Hotch is going to announce...
Ben Egoff
from Haynes is one of the all-tournament teams. And they announced somebody right before him. Who is that?
E.J. Lindstrom from Hoonah, Ryan Howell from Wrangell, and now Ben Egoff.
Oh, and you're writing them down.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to leave it to you.
Clayton Edwards
from Angoon.
Clayton Edwards had 55 points in a game on Tuesday.
When he gets hot, he can shoot the ball.
Next one up is Ed Hotch and Tim Wilson are down there for the Lions Club. And, of course, we knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah.
Vinny, a 40-point guy almost all the time. Man, he carried the weight for a very short roster for Heidelberg this year, and they were not able to keep up. They only had six players.
Yeah, basically, just after that game with Matt LaCatla, they just flat ran out of gas against Wrangell.
And Brian Koenig, number 11 for Hoonah, who just finished this game. Gets a handshake from Jim Wilson. Now going around to the Hall of Famers that are out there to welcome.
Tyler Healy,
the next one to be introduced, number 32. He just finished this game. Haynes winning it over Hoonah in overtime, our second overtime championship game.
Kyle Rush.
Another Haynes player, Kyle Rush. also coming off the Haynes bench. Sasha Sobolev out there shaking hands with him as well. Eric James gets the sportsmanship award for the B bracket competition in this year's gold medal basketball tournament. Eric James from Wrangell?
Wrangell, correct. And we know who the MVP is going to be. There isn't any doubt about it.
Well, let's see if who you write down before you do it.
Kyle Fossman.
Yep, it is. You're absolutely right. Kyle had a tremendous tournament. And, you know, I think James Jack said something about during that game about the expression on Kyle's face never changing on
nope.
the floor. He's so unselfish. He's so calm. He's a very good speedster. He's an excellent outside shot. He can shoot free throws. He can shoot from inside. He can rebound at either end of the gym. And he played a great tournament for Haynes to keep him in it and to help bring the championship to them.
Because I watched him. Of course, I repped him when he was in high school. They won a state title. Then he went to UAA and played 4 years at UAA. He started for three, and he was, up until last year, he was their all-time leading
James!
Three-point shooter.
James!
And so, and I watched him in high school. I watched him several times in college. And again, his expression never changes.
Yeah.
He never gets frustrated, or he might, but you can't tell it. He'll hand the ball to the official. He'll walk away. Never says a word. Never gets in his opponent's face or anything like that. So
he held the shooting record up in UAA until last year.
Exactly.
And who took it over?
Thompson. I can't think of what his first name is, but it was Thompson, the kid out of Diamond.
Oh, okay.
That ended up beating him, I think, by 6 or 7 three-pointers. But, yeah, up until last year, he held a three-point record.
All right. You're listening to KINY 800 AM and 103.5, all new on the FM dial. And we're in the Juno Douglas High School gym. It's 3 minutes after the 10 o'clock hour Alaska time on this Saturday night. And this has just wrapped up the 71st annual gold medal basketball tournament. You may have heard me say this several times throughout the week. But if he didn't, I'm going to say it again, because it's a great tribute, you guys, to this Juno Lions Club. In the world, there are 46,000 Lions Clubs. This is the 100th year and the 100th anniversary of Lionism around the world. This club has been sponsoring this tournament here in Juno, not always at this gym. I think it was at
Capital
before, way back when it started. But 71 years running, next year to be 72. It's in the top five Lions sponsors events in long term of running in the entire world.
That's a pretty amazing statistic. And of course, everybody recognizes the Lions Club for the gold medal, but that's not exactly what the Lions Club is about. The Lions Club is about helping everybody, and one thing that they do, I know personally, probably 17 or 18 kids from around Southeast that have actually gotten a scholarship from the Lions Club, including George Houston, who coached the Crimson Bears.
Yep, he did, way back in the Carlos Boozer days.
Yep, so I know a bunch of kids from all over Southeast that have gotten college scholarships, partial scholarships, athletic scholarships, academic scholarships from the Lions Club. So that's just one of a few things that they do. They're recognized for this, but that's not all they do. In fact, this is probably a small part of what they
do. And if you want to go to judolionsclub.org, I believe it is.
I think that's what their website is, yeah.
And you can find out all of what the Juno Lions Club done. If you're a young man or a young woman in this community and you'd like to join, they've got the process in which to do. By the way, I want to say a shout-out to Ted. where's my book? Ted Burke,
Ted Burke.
Is it Ted Burke?
Yep.
Ted Burke's probably not listening because he's back east. His wife was having hip surgery. Ted has been involved in this gold medal forever, and he had to leave about 2 weeks previous to. He wasn't able to be here. I meant to do a shout out earlier. At least I want people out there to know that we did do it for him. I doubt that he's listening, and I hope things are going well with his. It's going to be 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's pretty late. I'm sure that he's been listening throughout the week.
He might have done, but we missed the shout-out.
Yep.
But anyway, I hope things went well with the surgeries for his wife, and everybody missed him, and so we want to just pay tribute to him.
Absolutely.
So, championships today at 2 o'clock in women's, Haynes 52, Puna 32. 4 o'clock in masters, Puna 80-78 over Cake. In a triple overtime in the 6 o'clock, C championship game. That one was won by Klukwan, scoring the highest point of any game in this tournament this year. They won that one in triple overtime, 107-97, after we were tied at 73 at regulation, 83 at the end of the first overtime, 93 at the end of the second overtime, and they pulled off the victory in the third. And at 8 o'clock, the one that just finished, it's Haynes taking the championship in B competition over Hoonah, the final score, 79-73. James Jack, you missed the first part of the tournament, but we got you over here for the second half, which is all so important. Thanks for helping out again. This is your third year up in this booth.
Yes. Thanks, Mike, for having me up here to help out.
And tell your brother Dwayne thank you as well when he helped out when I was losing my voice and we were short. Bob was out of town. You were out of town. Chad Erickson was up north. And there was, let's see, who else was? Oh, Ryan Houlihan was tied up, our guy at our station that's starting to do some play-by-play. So you guys really filled in the bill. It's been a great tournament. Sims, good to work with you again.
Always. And it's more than my third.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. More than your third. Well, it's my fourth, so it's more than your fourth as well.
Yep.
Anyway, I think that's going to wrap it up, eh?
Can't think of any last thoughts other than three out of the four championship games. We had a two-pointer, a triple overtime, and a single overtime. The only game that wasn't close was the women's. So three great games.
Good way
to four
end.
Great games, three spectacular games, three close games. And that's what the fans like. I think even though Haynes or Hoonah was rooting for Hoonah, they played a tremendous game. It was close, went into overtime, and that's about all you can ask for.
All right. I want to thank Andrew Frisky, who helped us out up here as well. I want to thank Jeremy and Rob and Sean Michaels back at the station. I think Lance Davis was there for a couple games. Without you guys being back there sitting at the board, not able to watch any of this game, we couldn't continue on. You did a great job of engineering our broadcast. So for Bob Sims, James Jack Jr., and all the rest of everybody that it takes to put this gold medal together, congratulations to Steve Bradner, the Walter Sobolev Award winner of the year, and everybody else, Sasha Sobolev, who came up here. I'm Mike Clasby, wishing all of you a great year coming up, and we'll be back for number 72.
Yes, everybody drive safe. I'm sure I'm going to see a lot of you on the ferry here in a couple hours as the ferry is going to leave here. I have to be out there extra early because I'm on the wait list for a vehicle, so... So I'm going to be heading out there at about 3 in the morning, so if I'm lucky, I'll get a couple-hour nap.
You know, there's an old saying that's called sleep fast.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks, you guys.
And if Billy, if my wife is still listening, and my daughter Jenna, hi, I love you guys. Sorry I didn't call too much while I was over here, especially while I was up here in the booth.
It's because I wouldn't let you.
But I'll see you guys tomorrow, and I love you guys. Everybody, be safe.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Mike Clasby wishing you all the best from the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Bye for now.
Good night.
This has been Gold Medal Basketball, brought to you by the Juneau Lions Club. Coverage on KINY brought to you by Microcom, Alaska's HughesNet Satellite Internet Solution, Dr. John Kralik, Alaska's Sleep Doctor, and Carl's Automarine.